Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It is, I don't know what the fuck day it is. What a day is it?
There it is.
Fucking, June 4th.
There we go. It's the 4th.
June something? June 4th. Saturday, June 4th. It's a full fucking house.
It's the 4th of June.
2 weeks
shut
before
the fuck
my
up.
Birthday.
All right, everyone shut up.
Let's
real
go,
quick.
Keith.
Gonna okay. be an old fuck.
Keith's here. My brother Keith's here. Yeah. Davino is back. I know everyone hates him. He's back here. And then
Panda.
First timer. Ahmed Hussein.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
It's ruined.
Wow.
You ruined him.
That is bad.
There's no relation.
Usually I wouldn't say people's first and last names, but those are so common that no one has any idea.
Hey, say my first name.
How American
Anthony.
I am.
Anthony.
There it is.
I don't like saying that at all.
Anthony.
Yeah. When people call you Anthony, like when I hear your parents call you Anthony, I'm like, what the fuck
yeah,
are they talking
about? It's like
weird.
You're talking about a 13-year-old
boy.
Right?
It's
I don't
little,
like that at all.
It's awkward.
By the way, I just want to point out that Ahmed... still to this day believes that I only keep him around as a friend because
it, hurts so
it adds some diversity
yes.
to my friend group.
It shows that he is not a racist.
Oh, God.
And that he loves all people.
By the way,
equally.
Do you know someone got mad at me because I called you Ahmed in a vlog and they're like, it's Ahmed.
Yeah.
Well, is it Ahmed?
But well, they didn't get mad at Habibi.
Ahmed.
Habibi.
My name's Ahmed.
They didn't get mad
it.
At Habibi.
Yes. I don't know what these people are
I
saying.
Say his name. I say his name with an A in the middle, Ahmed.
Yeah, well, you're all fucked up. Because that's
no,
completely
that's a Rob,
wrong.
Listen,
that's a Rob
we need to keep. Listen, I had to say we had to keep the laughing down to a minimum. My rib hurts
dude,
when I laugh.
Fuck your rib.
Cereal.
I will fuck your rib.
I know. Yo, I will. You want to?
Oh,
you know what I would do
is
to that
fetch
face?
Of yours?
Time out. Real quick before we start, I just wanted to say that this podcast somehow, some way, was ranked number one comedy podcast.
High five, Keith.
On iTunes, and it's all thanks to okay. not Davino
no.
at all.
Joey buys his
probably
viewers.
Not. I think it's a med.
How do you buy
Joey
listens?
Buys his
Joey,
viewers.
You're going back. To
listen, Joe, I like to. Baby. I'd like to make a toast and say that
you don't have any.
You
drink.
Don't have anything to toast, and now it's bad luck.
Keith was my best friend first.
I don't even want to like
story told.
Talk to you right now. Is that a hickey on your neck? What is that? Or did you itch yourself?
I scratched.
Or
myself.
You have poison ivy.
Yeah.
You look like. A shamrock made of gold.
Okay.
All right,
that was sick.
That was great.
All right, anyway, let's let's get into your story here.
All right, check
this. He hasn't told me what it is, and he's, you know.
I don't want you to be mad at
this
me.
This is going
to
be terrible.
I'm not going to be mad at you. Just tell me.
It's
let's
actually
it.
Pretty
all
right. interesting.
Now, check this. Yo, first of all, I could use names because I asked them both if I could use anything.
Oh,
all right.
No.
Now, I'm gonna say.
There we go.
I was through. It was a rough day. It was like a Monday. And I was texting Carly. And she was like, yo, check this out. She goes, look what my friend Christina sent me, son. Now, first of all, I like to say thank you to this girl because she diagnosed me before I went to a doctor about my ribs.
Right.
All right? I spent $300 for dick.
So
I could just called her. I showed her a picture.
Wait,
and she
you
was
spent
like,
$300 on dick? Wow.
Ooh. What happened to your ribs?
You said, ooh.
Like,
no, I understand.
Okay, I sent her a picture and she's like, dude, this is what you got. That's it. And I go waste money. All right. Anyways. So she was like, dude, she's a nurse.
Right.
Chilling in the ER, you know, macking.
Wait, which one? The Christine girl?
Christina.
Okay, Christina.
Chilling in the ER, like, yo, what's good? You know how cops come in, you know, and
yeah.
they have to bring the bad guys.
Yeah.
Right.
So this cop comes up to her and, you know, hey, how's it going? Like,
right.
You know, I just arrested that guy in the ER.
Yeah.
So whatever happened, happened. And they get their number. Like, they exchange their numbers.
Oh, they exchange numbers.
Now, mind you, he met her in the ER.
Yeah.
All right. Sure. Didn't chill yet. Didn't go out.
Why don't you do me a favor? Talk into the fucking microphone.
Sorry. They didn't go out. They didn't. Why? I sound bad?
No.
All right. Here
we
go.
Just fucking, yeah.
All right. So.
They exchange numbers.
$80 on that bathing suit. So they exchange numbers.
Okay.
They exchange numbers.
Yeah.
Right? Has not chilled with her.
Right.
So they're texting this guy. Ready? This cop. NY, fuck, I don't know if it's Long Island, I don't, maybe. Go, yo, the first thing he says to her, will you let me choke you and spit down your throat?
See? Now we're back to your old story.
No.
This is
wow.
what I was talking about.
No, but that I just thought it was fucking crazy. Dude, you didn't chill with her. You didn't speak like
that's
yeah, but
heavy.
He's getting right
dude,
to the
right
point.
To, yo,
yeah, but that's heavy.
I'm just gonna
yeah.
say
dude,
like
that's like six base.
Just because you're a cop, you could fucking
yeah.
say whatever you want.
That's he's like right. six base right.
Why
that is? You
so
don't do that.
Her reply
that's the first.
You
text.
Gotta run the bases.
So,
you can't just
so
run
yeah.
to
like,
third
like a trooper. You know, any fucking girl in the story would have been like, yo, delete my number.
Right.
This girl goes, why don't we start with drinks or dinner first?
That's See?
So she didn't put it off the table.
This guy's exactly. lucky. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what that means?
Doesn't mean she's not into
this
it.
This is not her first rodeo. Yeah. She's been choked and spat. Her throat has been spat down.
We don't
before.
Know, right? You know, nurse, you know?
You asked the girl if you could say her name?
Yeah, I asked him.
100 Shades of Grey.
And she was like, yeah, dude, I'm not afraid to get spit down.
Carly said you could use her name, so. Huh. Yo, shout's good. Yo, don't sue me.
That's mad funny. That's crazy. That's how do you do that?
How do you?
That's a lot of balls.
Yo, let me ask you a question, though. What Ahmed, what would you, Jesus Christ, what would you say to a girl,
Ahmed
though? Like, what's your, yo, let me get your number, and you text her, and you hit her with a, we haven't chilled yet, but will you let me spit and choke down your throat?
You can't say shit like
that. No, you can't say something like that, but you know, you can work your way there.
Yeah, you can work your way there.
Yeah, like 3 weeks later.
No, not, same day. But you start flirting first. Like, you don't just text her and say that.
That's
Does he, like...
Start off with anal.
That would have been better.
Yeah,
than,
like...
Let me choke you, spit in your eyes, and
so you don't
punch
like
you in the mouth,
you
call
don't like
you a
thumb
bitch.
You don't like a thumb in your butt, no? So that's better, like...
Just, see, you can't
listen,
just do that.
Can I shove a condom down your throat? I mean, like, what
well,
the fuck?
Well, now you're trying to kill someone.
Listen,
excuse
I'm a
me,
cop.
Sir? Excuse me?
No.
So shove a condom.
You realize it's plastic, right?
Like, yo, like,
latex.
Yo,
it's rubber.
Do you use, like, right. toys? What's good? Like, that would have been a nice question first. Like, do you use toys?
Not even know if that's...
Well, just,
hey,
like,
we haven't
them?
Made
yeah.
out yet, but can I choke and spit down your
or
throat?
Or you could just be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
What happened
exactly.
to what's up?
But cops, dude, I don't know. Just because you carry a gun, you can say whatever the fuck you want,
apparently,
right?
Apparently. No. Cops dude. Are just, like, way more aggressive.
Hey, man,
with their,
I got a... You know what I'm...
Yeah,
I got a gun, so...
You want me to put my gun to your head and...
Yeah.
and
But spit in your face.
I think it's funny because cop.
The
meets...
fuck are you talking about?
What?
Jesus Christ!
That's basically what he's asking.
Yeah, you're out of your fucking mind.
Yeah, let me choke you till you're almost not breathing, and then once you open your mouth to gasp for air, I'll spit in your mouth.
Keith, you just made it way more dark
that's
than
basically
it.
Basically, what's going on?
I like
this
where
is what Keith wants to say.
Keith,
to the girl.
I like where you're, I like where you're going.
Divino, you disgust me. Honestly, watching you have sex is probably one of the worst things you could watch. Besides
me
your own
sex.
Birth.
I'd rather watch that.
And watching a med shower.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, that is pretty bad.
You know what I'm saying? Good for you.
I feel bad for, like, the tile in your shower.
it it's breaks. Just...
it what?
The
it
glass.
Breaks.
He goes to open the shower. Glass broken.
But, like, you know, she didn't, like, deny him, though, so maybe I'll use that line when we go to Vegas.
That's why she's a trooper.
Yeah, and then I'll pick you up at the precinct, I guess.
Let's go, Keith.
She's going to go, no.
Yeah,
she's a rare breed, because I don't think there's a large percentage of females out there that would respond that way.
They
would
have said, delete
that kind
my
of
number.
Shit.
This girl said, yo, why don't we have dinner?
Are willingly going to say they would do that, though.
I don't know, man. There's not a lot of girls who would say that.
She says, hey, how about we you know, Jesus Christ. That's a great answer. I wonder what he said. Imagine he was just like, no.
I didn't get...
He's
when
like,
I
need to
when
spit
I heard
now.
That, when I heard that, I was like, damn.
Can we hold the spit for a sec?
He's like, I can't do
I
drinks.
I wouldn't say that to a girl. Like, hey, what's up? No, hey, what's up? Me. You know, just thinking about spitting down
you know
throat,
what is,
choking
you. Know what is alarming, right? So this guy's a cop. Mm-hmm. Clearly, he likes being dominant in the bedroom. Right? He likes to be dominant in the bedroom, right? He mm-hmm. likes to... hold people down, choke them, spit in their face, maybe call them a bad word.
All the time.
Little whore. Something like that.
He likes to do what he does at work at home.
That's
you know what
I mean.
Yeah. There you
like,
go.
Well, so what?
He's probably roughing people up all the time.
He's working 24
he's
hours a day.
Done that to like an actual person
he's
he arrested?
Good. He's a little sexual. Sexual guy.
Someone's jaywalking. He's fucking choking him, getting a boner the whole fucking day.
Don't move, sir. I'll spit in your mouth.
Don't move. Stop resisting. Do you like this? Stop now. Stop it.
That's my gun, sir. Don't worry about it.
Stop it. You want to get cuffed? I want to cuff you so bad. Yeah.
That's the kind of cop you would be. Imagine if Divino was a cop.
I would fuck with handcuffs real quick.
Yeah, you'd probably lock yourself in those things.
First of all, time out.
We'd
handcuffs
have to be,
are the most cliche thing
we'd
in
have,
the fucking world.
Time out. We'd have to be dating for like at least 6 months for me to trust you to cuff me to something.
6 months? Jesus. Wild. What?
Steal
huh?
my. What? Steal my money and shit while I'm cuffed?
Yo, you're fucking wild.
What kind of people are you dating?
Dude, I could fake it for 6 months.
I would.
I could. I'm friends with people for years and they still have no idea who I actually am.
All right, Batman, relax.
I'm serious. 6 months? I'm not letting anyone cuff me. I don't give a shit who it is.
Nah, maybe. No. I don't know.
Getting cuffed sounds
fun. You're not cuffing me.
No, it doesn't.
It's
not
happening.
Yeah, that's what I'm referring to. When you're getting
no, obviously that's what you're referring to.
Yeah, getting cuffed the other way. Getting arrested is so fun.
I mean, plastic cuffs, yes. If you're using those police,
plastic cuffs.
I need to be able to Hulk it and rip it off the wall.
If you're using those cop cuffs, like fuck, no, you're not escaping for at least a year.
What if you misplace the key? Dude, I lose my wallet and phone 8 times a day. If I miss the key, like, and the key is tiny.
You got a MacGyver.
You're right.
You good? Devil just came out of my mouth.
Fly just get in your throat or some shit.
You gotta get hoop.
Stop.
What's wrong with this kid?
You gotta MacGyver it.
So can you imagine being cuffed up, and then she just was like,
"What if she just walks away?"
I just wouldn't get in
exactly.
That
she walks away, or she punches you in the mouth.
She steals your TV.
Steals your TV.
My chinchilla.
Who's stealing TVs?
Hopefully she's not crazy like that girl that chopped off.
Oh yeah!
Stop.
Yeah. There was listen to this story, okay? I made a video about it. There was in China. There was a Chinese woman. Those people are insane.
Oh, chill.
They're
psychos.
They're insane. So this is what happened.
People, it's not hate on anybody.
Just shut up.
Right. This guy over here, huh? Look at you. Your voice sounds sexy.
Listen to how crazy this is.
I would take you down.
The dude. Listen.
Okay.
The dude.
All right.
The dude cheated on his wife, and then the wife finds out, cuts his dick off.
Oh wow!
Right. So then he goes to the hospital, and he somehow they put
they
it back
don't.
On.
No,
shut
they
up,
don't.
Shut listen, the fuck listen. Up. Somehow they put it back on. The wife kicks down the fucking door, cuts it off again, and throws it out the fucking window. Yeah. And then the guy chased her. The guy chased her into the street.
Cockless?
No dick.
Cockless.
My baby.
Just a hole with blood gushing out.
Oh my god!
I guess he had some balls. Huh?
Chase it. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
I guess he had some. What? What did you say?
He said, "I guess he had some balls."
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Conan O'Brien. Your fucking jokes.
That was good, Keith. That was good.
So he chased her out into the street, and then he got a hold of her, and he like beat the hell out of her.
I want to know.
Are you kidding? I would have beat her with my dick that fell off.
Your and D doesn't work after they stitch it on. That can't work. There's veins, there's nerves in there.
Yeah, they do that with fingers and shit, too.
Don't they turn vaginas into dicks nowadays? Technology is...
You could connect that tube.
Yes, you can.
That's bringing the pee out of the hole.
Do you know, I watched...
Yeah, you can.
Stop.
I watched a Facebook video of, like, a cartoonized how they turn vaginas into dicks.
Yeah, I saw that and almost threw up.
That gets me upset.
I thought it was awesome. It's like kind of...
That is awesome.
Isn't that, like, cool?
They turn
that we could do shit like that?
I can't watch that.
Or vice versa.
What's up?
They turn cocks into vaginas or vaginas into cocks?
That I don't know. I think you have your dick. If you have a dick, you're just...
No, they
turn that's what they did. That's what they did. I'm sorry. You can't turn a vagina into a dick.
Didn't Caitlyn Jenner get that?
No, I think
she's
still got a dick.
Still hung, right?
Yeah,
she's still hung.
She still has that 10-inch dick.
Caitlyn Jenner must have like a dope dick to not part with it.
He's
like, I'm not getting rid of this. Are you kidding me?
You think she beat it all?
Of course.
Sometimes you got to shake one out.
What do you think? You're going to have a dick and not beat the hell out of it?
I don't know. You're a
girl every chance
now.
You get?
But hope I'm not even going to get into this. Never mind.
Let's hear this.
Yeah, I don't know. What the fuck's coming out of his mouth next?
You hate the Kardashians?
Let's go Sharks.
Why?
Huh? Wait, what's the series at?
2-0. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh,
listen.
Yeah, they're going to come back.
Damn right. I hate the Kardashians.
Why?
So much. What are they famous for?
Did anybody see
Khloe
Kardashian?
Oh, my shirt is so... Look at it.
What the fuck is Joey famous for?
He's fucking hysterical. Listen. Listen.
Aw.
You can make... Oh, babe. Oh.
Thank you.
All right.
Touch my hand.
How do you... First of all, Kanye West clothing line.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I could do it. You know what I'm saying?
Grab a t-shirt, throw it in the oven.
Give me
and
some
then you're
sheets.
All the rips.
Throw it in the oven. Put a couple of burn holes in it.
They look like
little oil.
They look like Kramer's. Whatchamacallit's when you put them in the pizza oven, right?
What the fuck? You
never seen that episode where he goes to Paisano's and he wants his clothes heat up?
Never watched it.
And
before.
So the guy puts him in the pizza oven. And he takes him out like all burned and hot.
I watched The Office.
How many times are you gonna watch that show?
I still watch it.
Yo, speaking of shows. The greatest show of all time is One Tree Hill. Hands down.
All right, on to the next one.
I'm
going
to shut your mic off. Dumb
well,
bitch.
I agree with them. I used to watch One Tree Hill and Gossip Girl. High five.
Girl, let's go. What about 90210?
Yes. Bang.
Breaking
those
Bad
shows are literally
better.
Terrible.
What are you?
I was in
especially
high school.
90210.
Not One Tree Hill.
I saw Blake Lively walking down the street by my school, and I gave her, hey,
you watch
you're
that too?
Beautiful.
No.
And that was it.
You told her she was beautiful?
Yeah, she was gorgeous. till this day.
Did she like spit in your face? Can no, you please tell the story of Bernie Williams?
Wait, hold on. Do you still
oh
like,
my God, Bernie Williams.
You still watch Lizzie McGuire?
She's gorgeous too. So
hold on. So let me just preface the story real quick. Davino is a baseball fan.
No,
he always
not.
Gets
my brother what is
whatever.
I used to be.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, back then, Dick. Fuck
oh, back
you.
Then, yeah. Eat, sleep, baseball.
Repeat. Okay. So Bernie Williams, famous outfielder for the Yankees.
Center field, right?
Center fielder.
I think he plays the guitar or the drums.
Fuck him.
It doesn't
That's all
matter.
I care about.
He's a professional baseball
Yo,
player.
He could
I think
have
he plays
a,
the harp, too.
He could choke
so
on
wait.
Pebbles.
Shut up. So you saw him.
No,
what,
no, no.
What happened?
Ready? Here he goes. So me and my brother had a strategy. He would stand at the front of the gate where the players would come out, and they always had to make a right, and I would stand at the red light, the first red light that they had
right.
to stop at.
Yeah.
So we had the walkie-talkie Nextels. Remember those I-730s?
Oh, my God.
Yo. Yeah. You know? So my brother was like, yo, first of all, Derek Jeter was worse. Derek Jeter screamed at me.
He screamed at you?
Screamed, get out of the street. What are you fucking stupid? What are you fucking stupid? You
Doubt
tell
he
that
cursed
to
at
a
you.
Swear on my mother.
I agree
we're
with
in
him,
street.
Bro.
Was
he was,
the
with,
green
he
light.
Was with that girl from Friday
well
Night Lights.
Right to tell you to go
oh,
fuck
Mika
fuck
Kelly.
He was with her. They were in the seat. She was in
Fire.
A Ferrari.
She's amazing.
Great. Yeah.
Who?
So I said, yo, I'm the only Mika one. Kelly? I was like, Derek, I'm the only one here. Can you sign this? No, you're crazy. Get out of here. Gone. Okay. And we saw Carl Pavano. Trash. So my brother walkie talkies me like, yo, aunt, that's Bernie Williams on the motorcycle. Get him. Okay.
Get him.
So you guys are holding
wrap some rope around him.
So
hold no, him down, no, choke him, spit in his mouth.
This kid got this. Kid said, so you're holding walkie talkies. It was a Nextel. You mean tell me you didn't have a Nextel?
The Nextel.
What did you have?
Dick.
What did you
well,
have?
I had
Nokia.
A sidekick and I was.
What did you play? Snake.
I had the Razor. Actually,
you're terrible.
The
time
razor.
Out.
No, the Moto Razor.
Time out. I had a Nokia razor. and one of the buttons broke off and I had to use a stick to dial.
I remember that.
Buttons.
Oh, the fucking Nokia. Yeah. I had right. a plant growing out of mine.
So I go up to him. I'm the only kid there. What was I? 13 years old. We were in Louis Armstrong. And I go, excuse me, like, Mr. Williams, can I please have your autograph on a baseball? So this guy, on
it.
His red motorcycle, takes off his red helmet, puts it on his lap, takes his gloves off. He does all this. Points at me and looks at me and goes, no. Yo, I didn't even say. I watched him put his gloves. I watched him put his gloves back on and his helmet. He might have winked at me.
I love
and he
that.
Just vroom, 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 gone. The guy behind him. Sir, hey kid, was that Bernie Williams? Fuck you, Dick. Yeah.
Fuck. Yo, that's amazing.
Fuck. If I saw Bernie no. Williams till this day, I'd probably beat the shit out
yeah,
of him.
Yeah, he'd probably lose that fight.
Nah, man, he's old, but I think he
yeah,
can still take
he's
you.
A
he's
guy.
A bitch.
He's a big guy.
I hate him.
Yo, that's my favorite story
what about
ever.
The A-Rod?
That's great.
Remember, yo, the Yankees hate me.
Dude, they sign autographs all fucking
yo,
day.
Yo, I was yeah. leaning over the dugout. I was on the field.
You know why? It's
because
they thought they had it. They were gone, and then, oh,
listen,
forget it. There's one fucking kid now.
Listen exactly what Justin Bieber said. He
oh.
wants to feel like a human.
Mm.
All right.
You're
because I want
this,
you to no,
you're quoting this kid?
What?
You serious?
Am I recording this?
You're quoting this guy?
Well, no, but like, you know,
I
you're sitting
him.
Here. When I have someone like you bothering me to take a picture, I'd feel like I'm better than you and I wouldn't want to feel
that's
like
your
that.
Fucking
so that's
job.
No.
Make the fans happy.
That's
Alex,
not true.
Alex
that's
Rodriguez, true. I'm leaning over the dugout. I'm on the field. Hey, Alex, can I get an autograph? Me and him, mind you. Can I get an autograph? Yeah, sure, kid. Hold on. He walks 3 feet away from me, drinks his Gatorade, throws a cup on the floor, looks both ways, and just fuck you, aunt, and leaves.
Exactly.
And I'm like, yo, fuck the Yankees, fuck baseball. AJ Burnett's my guy. Next.
He packs hammers.
Yep. He packs
he
hammers.
He had a tattoo on his wrist that said, I'll kill you.
Did he really?
No, it just looked. It looks so cool.
Oh.
That's
what I was like, wow, how
looked,
the fuck you get past
it looks so
that's
cool
a heavy
that he just
fucking
said, hey, kid, I'll kill you. Like, okay, sorry. Next.
Davino, how excited Shoot. Are you for Vegas?
You know what, I'm at?
Wait,
I'm gonna,
hold
okay.
on. Before we get into Vegas,
oh, yes.
I need to do this.
Okay.
My stomach
All
is
right.
You're pregnant?
Davino's going to take a shit any second
oh.
now. Watery dump. We're going to talk about that also, but first.
Number four?
We're gonna do sponsorships here. This one is from Casper Mattresses.
The bed?
First of all.
Very comfortable.
Or the ghost.
First of all, before.
Did you sit on that?
They sent me this bed, right?
Mm-hmm.
They sent me this bed. Before I got this bed, I was already looking into Casper Mattresses because my brother told me about it. He's like, dude, they send you a mattress. This is a queen. They put it in a box, and it shows up in a box.
It's like a
and then you open it, and it fucking just turns into a bed.
Yo, it jumps out of bed. That's awesome. Hello!
Dude, it's ridiculous.
We are mattresses.
It's made from two technologies, okay? One of them is a hybrid of latex foam and memory foam. I don't know what the fuck that means, but it's comfortable. Go lay on it right now.
Okay.
Lay on it. 1 to 10. Give me 1 to 10. Don't lie.
Oh, this God.
I don't even know what he said.
Oh, boy.
But it's $500 for a twin-size mattress, $950 for a king-size mattress. Really,
what about a full?
I don't know.
I'm still sleeping on my bunk bed.
But they're low prices, man. You want to buy a bed? Dude, a mattress, like a regular mattress, like a twin mattress, is like $800 probably. Yeah. I don't even know. But they have cheap shit, and it's comfortable as shit. I threw out my old mattress same day I got this thing.
You slept on it already, right?
I sleep on it every day. The first day I got it, I immediately threw my mattress out. Not the best part, but one of the things is they send you this bag to put your old mattress in.
Oh yeah, because bed bugs.
Right. I didn't even know that. I was gonna put my mattress out
you
on the street
you'll get a ticket.
It's a lot of money.
I might get one of these.
Also, here you go. If you want to get one of these mattresses, you get $50 towards any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/basement and using the promo code basement. So Davino, if you want a new bed,
I want a new bed.
$50 off.
Show me
towards any mattress, king, queen, jack, ace, doesn't matter.
I love
whatever
those.
You want. $50 off. You go to casper.com/basement and use the promo code basement.
I'm going to buy a meta bed.
Let's go.
What is that?
He's going to buy me a bed.
I'm going to buy him a bed.
Oh, I think I'll buy a meta bed.
This kid's Oprah now.
Meta bed? Oh. I don't know.
Oprah handing out mattresses.
Anyway.
Who says he can't go home, huh? Your phone's ringing.
No, it's not.
Okay.
My phone's ringing. Anyway. Vegas. We're going to Vegas next week.
I'll be there for 25 minutes.
Are you still going to have diarrhea? First of all, tell me about your diarrhea.
First of all, my brother gave me these detox pills, probably like from
aren't you supposed to
Aruba.
Detox with juice?
No, these things are working. Trust me. I promise you they're working.
What do you mean? You're like losing weight?
Yeah,
like,
but what do you
Like, yo, I took them and I called my brother and I was like, yo, first of all, I opened the capsule, 7 of them, and I put them in a bottle of water, shook it up.
Seven
pills at once?
You're supposed to take 6. Oh, I want it to be a little more crazier.
That is insane.
Oh, you wanted to die?
Yeah.
That's me. Listen, I'm not swallowing a tapeworm.
Yeah, so you wanted to shit out of your intestines, too.
So he sends me these pills and I take them and... Jeez Louise, huh?
You just been pissing out of your ass?
Yeah, you
I've
getting,
been pissing out of
my ass. What are you getting, a colonoscopy? What's going on?
I should be after this. But speaking of that, I bought a nice bathing suit today, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, $80, fucking send it back.
It says Team USA on it.
Go to...
You think
a med could make you a...
No, I can't.
I bought some salmon
Team
shorts.
Team USA.
Go.
For the World Cup, I bought a t-shirt. 3 days later, Joey owns it because...
Joey owns my ICYP championship sweat from 2012.
Yeah. Why do I have that? Did you leave that here?
I
That's
want
your fault.
I asked you, could I have it back? And you said, no.
Did you leave it here?
Yeah, I want it. I'll find it. Don't make me do this.
It was like the beginning of Joey and I, like our friendship, and we were in Miami. Like
he's
this is when like
he's an asshole.
They started liking me, really. And he just, he kind of used the like, yo, can I wear the shirt? Because I'm going to the bar and you got to stay home because you're like 12. So he took
Listen,
my shirt.
Let me tell the story.
And
okay?
Never gave it back to me.
Here's the deal.
Miami
okay,
was good.
We went to Miami and we got a house.
Did I surprise
so
you
when
guys?
You did.
Yes.
We got a house, and when you rent a house, you go into it, and then you put your stuff in a room, and then your shit just goes everywhere.
Yeah,
there's clothes everywhere, right?
You guys did not
and
take care of that.
One
house.
Of the days, Team USA was playing Portugal, so we were like, "Let's go to the Clevelander on Ocean,"
mm-hmm.
and you know, I wanted to wear a shirt that had USA. I didn't even know the game was going to be on while we were there. I didn't know if we were going to go. So Ahmed had a shirt, and he can't go because he was 20 at the time.
19.
You were 19?
19.
Oh, he was 19 at the time.
Yeah, Dick.
So I was like, yo, can I use your shirt? And he's like, yeah, sure. So I wear the shirt. I wear it when I get back.
Bored.
Like I said, your stuff's everywhere. Shirt went on the ground, got packed up my stuff.
And it's in his washing machine right now. getting clean for Vegas.
Yeah, it really is in my washing machine.
I have some USA gear for Vegas I'm going to wear.
Copa?
Cabana?
No. Why would we get a cabana? I never understood that.
Yeah, it's like 10 grand for
listen,
what?
For that $80 bathing suit, I ain't wearing anything else but that bathing suit.
You should wear it the entire trip, not pack any shorts, that's nothing. It. Wear it to a club.
I have some salmon shorts.
Wear it to
I
strip
have,
clubs.
I have an Abercrombie t-shirt, moose button-down short sleeve. You can't see the
that's
moose.
That's a lot well, of words. I don't even know what the fuck you just bought.
Apparently, I'm not staying in my hotel room. I'm staying at a friend of mine's apartment, so I paid extra money for no reason.
All right, there you go.
Wait, what?
I'm yeah, gonna... a friend.
Is he... I'm confused as fuck.
Have Never you mind. Seen this friend?
But what yeah. what happened? Yeah. Me, Davino,
yo, are
Josh,
you right? Are we sleeping over your house the night before?
Shut up.
Okay.
Me, Davino.
Oh, I hated that when you did.
Me,
oh,
Davino, my friend Josh,
Keith,
and my friend
you?
Dylan. Please. Shut the fuck all right, up. All
right, stop.
The ADD in this room is absurd. There's
Continue.
A lot of it.
Me, Dylan.
Me. Shut up!
Can Say you fix it. Your light? It's making me tired.
I'm going to throw up on you. I'm going to throw up in your pockets.
Where's the puppy?
Wow. Me, Davino, Dylan, and my friend Josh are staying in a room. And for whatever reason, I was like, yo, fuck it. Friday to Sunday, let's stay in like the nicest room they have. And we're going to fuck that up. I hope I'm going to make a big mistake doing
You're an
that.
Idiot.
You I'm going to get like a security deposit job. Back.
I'm going to find a
I
falcon.
Did in Miami.
I'm going to Yo, listen. I will release a
yeah,
falcon.
Yeah, but you have to realize Vegas is probably way more expensive than that bullshit house.
Nah, we'll be
in.
Fine. But yo, you know what was funny? First of all, the house was mad nice.
Yeah, the bullshit.
That house, house
was cost me the house is mad nice. But like the whole house was like made of marble and shit.
It was yeah. so nice.
It was. That pool wasn't nice, so I'm telling you everybody got a rash.
Oh my god, hold on. Let me tell you.
My whole back was ruined.
Let me just tell you,
my back was ruined.
The pool. Really when we went to Miami, we rented this house. It had a pool in the backyard. It was nice. When we went in the pool, I think it was because the paint
yeah,
on the side
it was,
of the
it was
pool.
It was paint. It was real paint.
Paint
it wasn't pool paint.
Was like, it was coming off. So when you got out of the pool, you were like itchy. But no one would say anything about it because they didn't want to feel weird. They thought like, oh, they were just whatever. Yeah. And then someone was like, God, you know, I feel a little itchy from the pool. And everyone at the same time was like, yeah, yo, me too. I'm itchy. Yeah. I didn't want to say anything. But the pool was all fucked up, but we had parties there, and it was crazy. And I remember the day that we had to check out. Yeah, Davino showed up, but he didn't tell anyone. He showed up that weekend, kicked the door down.
Yep.
I don't even know how he got
in. I did a little dance.
Can we give a little shout out to tables, please?
Oh, God.
Russian leg sweep, you're out there. I know you are.
I wish I was.
I know you're listening to this.
I know.
If only I didn't tear my ACL.
And Joey took down the table right after you did.
I laughed
so
hard.
I have to tell this story, too, because that's what I was getting at. When I said security deposit, it reminded me.
I almost missed my flight because of her.
What we did is we took a table that was outside. It was like there was a glass top to it, and it was like this metal frame. So we brought it into the house to play beer pong on. And while it was in the house, one of the nights, Ahmed decides he wants to have a dance battle. he was just dancing by himself, right? You were just dancing by yourself.
Hammered.
And then this girl was like, I'm going to dance battle to you, right? So she starts dancing and shit. And Ahmed's going crazy, right? Mad Chris Brown, 2006. He's doing hat tricks with his hat. Like, he's putting it on his elbow, flipping it back onto his head. I was very impressed. It was very Justin Timberlake, right? It was crazy. Fuck. Then out of nowhere, right? So they had rounds. It was like, all right, Ahmed, you go. All right, the girl goes. All right, Ahmed goes. Another girl, right? And then there was the final round was like, you guys battle each other. You go at the same time.
Was.
So Ahmed's out there. He's killing it, right? Hat moves and shit. He's spinning. Like, it's crazy. The crowd is going crazy. The crowd being like four people, right?
Yeah. No.
No, it was a lot of people.
No, but everyone was like gone.
Yeah, Joey was sleeping.
I was sleeping. I was done.
But he's the one telling the story.
Impy was mopping the floor with vomit on the mop. And I'm like, yo, you're not achieving anything.
Anyway, so they're dancing, and then the girl realizes, oh, I'm losing. I need to step it up right now. And she's like, I need to pull this out. This girl... like spins and goes to do a split, and
she
as
did.
She does a split, she did the split.
She landed.
She did the split, and she kicked the leg of the glass table across the fucking the house.
But the most impressive part of it all, the table still stood.
Yes, table stood. And water just came out of where the leg was.
It was
just black water.
I think I ran over to Dylan and I was like hugging him because I was laughing so hard.
Dylan crawled into my room and was looking for me. And when he got into my room, he turned the lights on and he's trying to tell me the story and he can't. Like no words are coming out because he's laughing so hard. The next day, she like apologized and we're like, no, you made our entire trip.
Yeah.
The next
amazing.
Day, she didn't wake up early. They woke me up a half hour before my flight was going to take off. I was like, yo, I got to go.
That's a lie.
Her friend
we were
drove
about
me.
An hour away from that.
No, her friend drove
you're
me.
You're lying.
I'm not. What are you? How am I lying? How am I lying? They both drove me. I was like, wake up. We need to go. My flight's. Oh, God,
they did
no.
leave us a box of donuts, though, so shout out to
them. I gave her $20 to take me to the plane.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, I didn't get any of those donuts.
Remember when I bought pizza
first of all,
for the
am
whole
I,
party?
Yeah, you did. I remember that. Yeah, I did that, too. I spent like $70.
You're like really generous Ahmed's
for
some reason.
Ahmed's about to pay for two cars. What are you
saying? He did that for, what was it, the Super Bowl. He bought like $80 worth of wings, didn't have one.
Good friend.
Dude, one morning in Miami, I woke up, there was an entire grilled cheese sandwich stuffed into my underwear.
I heard about this.
That was in mine first.
I know. And then Josh stuffed it in my
underwear.
Swapping
grilled cheese.
I didn't know what it was at first. You know what I mean? I, like, at first, I felt something weird, right, when I woke up. And then I saw, like, a piece of crust, and I was like, did I eat last night in the bed? Like, I don't know, whatever. And then, like, I was like, okay, what the hell is that? And I grab it. It's an entire grilled cheese sandwich in my pants.
Was it good? Did you eat it?
I didn't fucking eat it.
He nearly
it.
Burned the house down making it.
Yeah.
Someone made
bacon without putting any oil or anything. Like in the, there was smoke everywhere. We
don't
burn
fucking
the whole
put
place.
Oil when you make bacon.
Well, whatever the fuck.
Listen,
I didn't know what he was
can
doing.
I shout out to Josh?
Yeah, shout out
I'd
to
like
Josh.
I'd like to shout out to Josh, I love you.
Dirty 30.
And I cannot wait till I get endless drinks in Vegas from him.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, why?
Okay. Jesus Christ. Oh, right. Anyway, so back to the table, right? So she kicked the table down, and then later on the night, I forgot that it was broken.
She stared at it in its face. Do you remember? I remember her face completely. She just stared at it like, did I do something wrong?
There's
like,
a few
yeah.
things I remember from that trip.
Yeah.
I was crying. I was making eggs.
No, but listen. So the
eggs.
Table, right? We fixed it. We put the
eggs.
We put the leg back on the table, and then later on the night, I forgot about it, and I put my hand on it. The whole fucking thing came crashing down. Good. Luckily, the glass didn't break. Then the final day, we woke up and we had to check out by like 11. So we're up at 10 o'clock. We have an hour until this guy gets here. And I have to dive into this pool that is now cloudy as shit. Cloudy as an old dog's eye.
Beer
you ever see
there.
A dog's yeah. old, old dog's eye?
Yeah.
It's mad cloudy. You're like, there's, the fuck, can he see anything?
Why? What were you looking for?
I had collecting to get, the there beers? Was cups and beers and shit in the pool. So I had to get them all out. So I get them all out. We throw all the garbage out and the table, right? So we get the table, we put it outside and we prop it up. First of all, the leg is not even touching the rest of it. It's standing up. And then we just like, you bought Gorilla Glue, but it didn't work. It just fell off like randomly. So we just set it up and it was like perfectly fine. And when the guy came, he's looking around at shit. One of the doors didn't close.
We kept it open. That was the only door
open.
Yeah,
that was the only door. We shut every single door. That door we left open because it wouldn't close. It was fucked up.
So broke.
And then...
How about when he went in the backyard and saw all the garbage? He's like, whoa.
He's like, holy shit. I'm like, yeah, I didn't know what to do with it.
We eat a lot.
Like, we put it in garbage bags. But anyway, so we had the table set up. And me and Nick are like shadowing this guy, like making sure he doesn't touch the table. So he walks over to the table, looks at everything. He's just kind of looking around. Oh, it looks good. And then he gave us our security deposit. We were in the car driving towards the airport like.
And then I bought a $60 steak at the airport.
Idiot.
He did that?
What is going on?
You ate a $60 at an airport.
It was a very
not
nice
at like
restaurant.
Peter Luger's at an airport.
It was like a
fucking
steak,
idiot.
It's a steakhouse in the airport.
Yeah, it was nice.
That's steak. That's airport steak.
Shout out to
they probably
Nikki
give the same steak
advisor.
On the plane.
Here he goes.
Are you kidding?
All you guys think you're like, you're my fucking accountant. You, Joey, Nick,
you spend
Danny,
money on
fucking...
stupid shit. I'm going to pay for two cars this month.
But who buys a $60 steak?
In an airport.
At an airport. I'd understand if it was a steakhouse.
This guy.
Frankie in Miami
bought
like a $90 breakfast.
Yeah. Him and Eric, right?
They bought a $90.
Yeah,
but
no one's talking to them. Yo, like, you guys okay? Like, why would you spend money?
Because
there?
That's strike one for them. You do this shit all the time.
All the time.
Can I get a strike in Vegas? I want to buy a $60 steak in Vegas. $150
first
steak
of all,
in Vegas.
Everything in Vegas costs money. Yeah. Literally.
I would hope so.
Is there, there's no Wet Willies?
If you open your door to your hotel, it's probably like
if you ask
bucks.
The concierge a question, they're like, oh, what's up? Thank you, $40.
But that since that room, we don't get nothing for... No free.
I don't know. There is a bar there, though. I don't know if it's
free.
Yeah,
90%
sure
we have to pay for that.
Definitely not free for that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a nice room.
Everything is an add-on.
Are we drinking on the plane?
Yeah.
Buying drinks for everybody?
Joey was hammered before he got off.
Except the pilot, it's a party?
Oh, what was it? Jack and Cokes.
Got the 737 rocking like a G6.
No, he's singing Country Lingers.
Let's go.
Who sings that?
Dierks Bentley, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Drunk on a plane.
Dierks.
I hope the snaps are going to be on fire with that song and us drinking on that plane.
This is what you want to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to buy the fifth season of Dexter because that's what I'm up to.
Wait, do we have Wi-Fi on the plane?
Yeah.
How?
It's free Wi-Fi.
But you can't stream anything. You can't stream
so
anything.
So I can use Twitter?
Yes.
Wait, okay. So I can't watch Netflix on the plane?
No.
Can I pay for that?
No, why?
You can't stream.
Are you taking JetBlue? Yeah. You can watch movies on JetBlue.
They have movies you can watch.
Yeah, like Deadpool and Tarzan.
Yeah, but I want to watch One Tree Hill.
Yo,
it's not that crazy.
I've never met a kid like this before, bro. Yo, you're right.
You are agreeing with him, bastard.
Yeah, but damn, I want to go watch. Yo, I'm going to watch One Tree Hill on the plane. No, asshole. You got to watch something crazy like X-Men.
Yeah, or Gone Girl like Joey did.
Dude, Gone Girl was great.
Oh, but no one is complaining to Joey about this.
What?
We're complaining about my financial decisions, the TV show. Joey wants to watch Gone Girl? Forget it.
What's wrong with Gone Girl?
Yeah.
Did you watch Gone Girl?
No, I
didn't. I still want to fuck this
kid walks in and the first thing he says
is,
I want to watch
Sisters with Tina Fey, though.
Oh,
I've seen
questionable.
Is it good?
It's all right.
Both of you are questionable.
What?
Are you watching that movie?
What are you watching?
Yo, you're the man, bro. You're so manly.
Yeah, I know.
First of all, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Agreed. Fucking
but we're questionable.
Yo,
you obviously don't know what Gone Girl is. It's like a murder movie.
I mean, you walk downstairs saying, "Yeah, I'm gonna start paying for two cars." You work at a sports. What's it called?
Sorry, I wouldn't put it past store. Him. He bought a $60 steak.
I'm convinced you sell drugs.
Yeah. No drugs.
You're not cheap. I'll tell you that. You have money, but I mean, like, you're
women.
Crazy.
Yeah, but it's not like, you know.
You're gonna
it's
pay
not
for,
like anything out of the ordinary.
You can pay for my bills. I got $1,000.
You can't spend it when you're dead. I feel you, Ahmed.
Exactly. You know.
You gotta spend it as soon as
you just never know what tomorrow
brings. If you needed money
today.
And you were broke, Ahmed would give it to you. Though I'm not gonna lie, he's a good friend.
He would.
He would.
If he had $1,000, he'd give you $990 of it. Keep the $10. Buy a $10 steak.
If he gave you $20 for a bagel, he wouldn't ask for the change.
Shit that comes out of his mouth.
Yeah, I think he's right.
I'm going to be honest. I've been farting for the past 4 minutes.
I don't smell it.
There's a cloud here, and it's disgusting.
They're just waiting for you to get up, right?
You're fucking red.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but my mom loves a man.
Yo, can you... Yeah, I love her, too.
She hates
she
Joey.
She forgets my name every time
I know,
meet
and she tells me she loves you.
She hates Joey for some reason.
They know your mom's name. Can you switch that light?
To what?
To something not tiring.
Really it's tired. White.
Yo, you see how he changes it on his phone?
Yeah.
Why does he always complain? He complains so much.
Davino, if
can you do
you,
like baby blue?
You want to do baby blue?
How the fuck is that not tiring?
That is.
Nah,
that's
I'm
what
upset.
It was like before when we came in.
Right now, I feel like it's midnight and we all need to go to sleep.
Yeah.
No, it is currently 5:30 and we're
Woo!
About to go play.
We got
can
some
jam.
Daylight.
Let's
for
go
can
play
jam
some
corn.
Wait, do you want to play can jam or corn?
I'm
going to
play.
Play I'm
going to
use the bathroom. Is what I'm going to go.
Corn
jamming in my corn. What,
Keith?
I want
Wait, which
teams,
one do you
want to
play?
All I know is I'm the best player
Yo,
here.
It
anything.
Stinks over here.
That's bad.
Yeah, I know.
Listen,
sorry.
I choose Keith to be on my team because he was my best friend first.
Oh,
it's a big...
fuck. Not going to play with the Vietnam. No, I'm just kidding.
You got that Mountain Dew with vodka in it?
Yeah, I want to die early.
I mean, wow. I was way off. That root beer alcoholic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I have one upstairs.
Mountain
if you want.
Dew.
No,
dude, I haven't had
up.
A Mountain Dew
Delicious.
Since like.
Dude, they got those Kickstarters? Ugh.
Who the
before,
fuck drinks
like,
Mountain
before,
Dew?
Before like, any
you might
of this
just,
ends,
you might
I, have
shit
to,
blood.
I have to give a thank you to Joey, because Saturday, Memorial Day weekend, he saved my life.
You drowned?
Oh,
you
know, no, he.
I was incoherent.
Wait, what happened to him?
Ahmed drank an entire bottle of Fireball.
Yo, you're an idiot.
I had witnesses there.
He did. He well, actually did.
Were you
he
trying
actually,
to prove something
yes,
to somebody?
He was. Everybody
Hold
was
on,
saying
let me tell
that
story.
I
was he
do
trying
it.
To prove right. something
he
to
was,
someone?
Because
and now he knows he shouldn't.
It was to Danny, right? It was to Danny.
Listen, no, no, no. Listen,
Big D.
We always make fun of Ahmed because every year in Connecticut, he's always like, oh, I drank a whole bottle of Fireball. And we're like, no, you didn't. Like, you didn't. Obviously, you didn't. This year, he wanted to make a point, and he was fucking drinking an entire bottle of Fireball.
Did he mix it?
No.
Wow. He just drank it out of the bottle. So, in the middle, so at night, I'm in Espo's house.
I wish I was there.
And all of a sudden, I hear the door open, and it's Nick guiding this kid in the house, and he's all fucked up. He's like bouncing off the walls, and he looks at me in the eyes, and he goes, am I sleeping? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I just let one rip.
And he's like, good. I got to spit. He goes into the bathroom. He starts spitting into the sink. And then he throws up eventually, right? And then we put him to bed. He's laying down. He rolls over. He looks at me and he goes, if I'm not up by 6 a.m., call the ambulance. And then he rolls back over, right? So then I go and lay down,
yeah,
right, in the living room. 45 seconds later, he's up and out of the room, like mad quick. He's like speed walking outside. I'm like, where's this kid going? So I chase after him, and we're standing on the balcony, and he's like leaning over, and he's spitting, and he's just like, and he goes, is this what Vegas is like? And I'm like, no.
Yo, man, I love
I'm
it.
I'm like, no, it's not. And then he's going, he's like, yo, I got to stop trying to prove myself to people.
And then I woke up the next morning. Oh my.
And then Krista starts walking by. She was like, Krista. She starts walking by, and we're like, and he's like, yo, Krista, come here. So I'm looking at her, and she's walking towards us. And then as she gets close, I look back at Ahmed. He's sleeping. He was standing up sleeping. And I'm like, yo. You
I did
kidding.
That too, bro. You're not alone.
And then she goes, okay.
She goes, okay. And she just walks away. Now I'm like looking at him like, are you going to throw up? And he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, are you going to throw up again? He's like. And he starts walking into the house. Then he laid down. And I was like, fuck it. He just laid there. He just went to bed.
Yeah,
and
when
I got
up
like a champ.
When I was drunk in CT, you guys drew dicks on my neck and shaving cream my face.
I never did any of that.
I was hugging the bowl.
You were drunk. I was like near death. Like,
yeah, he could have died.
No, I can't believe you held it. Like, you were walking after you drank that bottle.
To
bless
be honest,
you.
After you threw up, you were perfectly fine.
Me? Yeah.
No, he wasn't.
No, you weren't going to die because your body is saying,
we know.
I'm going to get rid of this
shit. No one knew I was dying.
Did you drink water?
Not even a sip of you.
He didn't.
Wow. He still hasn't.
If Nick,
I gave him a bagel, though.
Yeah. If Nick didn't guide me,
he would have died.
Walking up the hill, I would have just left me there.
Nick had like his hand on his back.
I sprinted down that hill, fell
face first.
What's up? What'd you fall on? Your
face first.
Face first.
On his face.
Flying steak.
Didn't you fall out of a tree? Oh, Joey did.
No, I fell out of a tree up there. Yeah.
I fell off the house.
Yeah.
Dude, my whole leg was
cut.
How'd
you get on top of the house to fall off of it?
Someone.
We climbed up a tree and then we were on it.
Playing like Manhunt?
Yeah. Listen, Keith can do whatever he wants.
And then I fell off of it trying to get somebody off of a ladder.
Yeah, I mean, that's all, like, just untrue.
Keith saved everybody.
It's not.
That was a lie, and we're just going
to
keep moving forward.
Did you listen to the podcast a couple month ago when we were talking about the manhunt and you hiding?
A couple months ago?
You were playing, and you hid in the bush, remember? And nobody found you hugging the bush.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, everyone had to... Oh, fuck.
Ahmed never played Manhunt with us. He wasn't cool with us back then.
I used to play Manhunt by Elm Jack.
That's lame.
Yeah.
You didn't play with us. You're lame.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys played. Did you guys play SFA?
Joe, you remember we used to dropkick that Uncle Sam thing all the time?
Yeah, which is like so weird. This one house had like this wooden...
It was gigantic.
Wooden, like... It was like it looked like a cardboard
you
cutout,
a
but
badass.
It was made of wood. And
you were
put
a badass?
It, you put it in the
you were
garden.
Cool, right? You were cool. Oh, stop.
I'm going to kill you.
This was when bush diving was live.
Keith would just run and both feet drop kick this thing
and then go
out of
right
the ground.
Into like a bush almost hitting the house.
Yeah, and just run away. Just all the time. That's the people epic. Had to come outside and be like, what the fuck? It's the ninth time this week.
Who doesn't like Uncle Sam?
All right, let's wrap this up and let's go play Cornhole or Cam Jam. Which one are we playing?
I was enjoying this.
I need to use the bathroom.
We're playing both, Joe.
I have to use the bathroom too.
We're playing
so.
We're having a competition,
yes.
Man.
Can we do, how about this?
Can we order wings?
First? That sounds great. Could we do
I have
cornhole first game, right? The winner chooses if they want to continue playing cornhole or go over to Can Jam.
So how about this?
There's
we
a
play
lot
cornhole.
Of
we play
Ahmed's got a spot for wings.
Hip, first game, we play
spot
cornhole.
You for wings?
Listen.
What the
I have $5, Dick.
He's paying for nine cards this month.
You got a debit card.
Yeah, you're paying. I have no health insurance.
Listen.
You know what? Fine.
First game.
I guess that's okay.
First game cornhole, losers have to buy... Whatever we buy to eat.
Ooh.
Get out of here. No way, because I'm fighting for death. I'm blinding Keith.
Bro, you have a debit card.
Yeah, it's
going
to be me scoring all the fucking points.
Let's go. How about the person
Yo, Ahmed,
with
I
the
will,
least points during the game pays for everybody?
All right, good.
That's Davina.
Good, because I know I'm not paying.
All right, Ahmed, you have to buy my first drink at Wet Republic. And I want that
That's
big
about
slushy.
$75.
Yeah, I know.
It's
that's a
literally
fucking load
$40.
Right.
I'm going to be...
I'll rub chapstick on
you.
You
know what? Ahmed's probably hammered and generous anyway. All right,
we're
going to
wrap it up here on
let's wrap it up.
Episode.
Let's go, man. Take over,
Davino,
baby.
Davino, where can they find you if they want to contact
you?
You
know where they can find me, Joe.
I do, but they don't, you dumb bitch.
Aunt Vino. And then you can hit up.
No, what's your address?
You can hit up Keith after because I'm always at his house because we always play Thumb Wars.
That does not happen.
Keith, where can they find you?
They can find me on Twitter, @ Keith Santagato, and Instagram at Keith Santagato. What well, not I don't know what the fuck it is.
Entrapment? What? Entrapment?
Habibi, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at It's Ahmed. 3 D's at the end. If you don't put 3 D's, you can't find me.
Because you like D's,
and
right?
On Instagram.
Yo, that was sick, dude.
Instagram.
I'm
going to
retweet
can do,
that.
You can find me at Shmeddy underscore S-H-M-E-D-D-Y
they lost you, kid. They lost
underscore.
You. All right.
August Ames is a gem.
And and that is all for this week's episode. And as always, thanks for listening, you motherfuckers.
One.
Don't do it, Ahmed.
Stop.